just share with you a short thought. I think that today was an overwhelming day on many different levels, and I hope that you'll utilize dinner in Meretz Hashem together with each other to unpack it a little bit and to understand it a little bit, even though there are so many parts of it that are simply incomprehensible. So many parts of it that simply, we know what we saw, we know what we experienced, yet the mind doesn't fully comprehend things that it can't wrap its head around. You know, there's a Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says that the Mishnah Ava says, Ezehu Chacham Haroa Es Hanolad. Who is wise? One who is able to see what the future brings. But the Chassam Sofer says there's a limitation to that. The limitation to that is, you could only foresee that for which you have a frame of reference. If you don't have a frame of reference for something, then you can't plan for it. Then you can't see it coming down the road. And I think one of the overwhelming realities of October 7th is that no one could have possibly imagined what happened. No, we were in Kfar Aza. I was walking a little bit with Ziv, who was, again, just so you understand who he is, he's a colonel in Sayeret Tzanchanim. So there's paratroopers, and then there's like elite paratroopers. So he's a career military official. And he was there on October 7th, on October 8th, and he was talking about just what he saw. And he's a soldier, a career soldier. Said, I could have never in my life believed that what I saw would have ever occurred. And so I think part of the difficulty of processing all of this is, how do you process that which you don't have a frame of reference for? So what do we take from this? And again, in Meretz Hashem, I encourage all of you, tonight should be a night of sharing, and everyone should feel free to, of course, again, just share an insight, share a thought. It doesn't have to be a Dvar Torah. If it's Dvar Torah, fantastic. But I just want to share with you something personal that I feel after today. First of all, it was an incredible schus to spend the day with all of you. An overwhelming day. An absolutely overwhelming day. It was a great schus. This is a really incredible and wonderful and special and holy group. And it was a personal schus to be able to experience the experiences we had today together with all of you. But I was thinking on the bus ride home, I tried to fall asleep, but I couldn't fall asleep. I was trying to figure out, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu always has a way of like weaving everything together. Our last stop, which was a little bit rushed, was the Baba Sali. So the Baba Sali, as I mentioned very quickly, was Rav Yisrael Abuchatzera, one of the great Sfardic, not just Rabbanim, but like Bali Mofsim, miracle workers. And you know what they say about the Baba Sali? Interestingly enough, the story of the Baba Sali is that he used to always pour a l'chaim of arak. Whenever you would come to him, he'd always offer you arak. And his bottle never ran out of arak. Now, some people say that's because if you ever tasted arak, you'd never want to drink it again in your life. But on the men's Yarche Kala, I will tell you, we developed a very wonderful taste for arak. So his bottle never ran out of arak. That's what they say. That's the story. Kind of like Reb Shaila, right? Reb Shaila never ran out of the Bilkalach, right? He never ran out of the challah rolls by Matzah Shabbos. I was thinking, like, what? Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't perform miracles for nothing. So what was happening to Baba Sali? Never ran out of arak. And I think what the miracle teaches us is that when you live a life of perpetual giving to the klal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu always replenishes your reservoirs. A lot of times in life we think that the more we give, the less we have. If I share more with you, if I share more with community, if I share more with Am Yisrael, with Eretz Yisrael, whether it's financially, whether it's emotionally, the more I give to others, the less there is available to me. And I think the Baba Sali teaches us that it's not true. The opposite is true. The more you give, the more you get from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I think what we saw today, more than anything, was a story of givers. Shiri Twitto has every single right just to go about her life, mourn her loss, and be a private citizen. Yet I'm sure, thank you. Yet I'm sure, as you heard today, what did she say? She told her boss. Did you hear that? I'm sure everybody heard this. She told her boss, if I get a call to speak to a group, I'm going. Now, I'm sure part of it is therapeutic and cathartic for her. But also part of it is because Klal Yisrael needs to hear the story. of Ayal Mavarach. We need, Klal Yisrael needs that story. We need to know that there are heroes like this. We need our Giborim, right? We need to know, right, that there are heroes like this in Klal Yisrael, right? And then we went to Zikim, and again you hear from Eliar. What is he doing? He's just walking around all day, constantly again guarding his community, rebuilding his community. Kerem Shalom, Eli. What was Eli's last name? Middleman.
No, I'll tell you.
Okay, Eli. We're just gonna go with Eli like now, like Cher, right? You know, like Eli, like Lahavda, right? Eli. What is he doing? Eli's in the Kitat Konanot. His son is there. Givers, givers, givers. That's anything and everything they do. I'm sorry.
Eli Ben-Dor.
Ben-Dor. Okay, incredible. And then again, we go to Kfar Azza. We met, what was her name?
Lear?
Lear? Okay. I had it written down. Good. Lear. Lear, okay. Lear. And again, what is she doing? This young woman is mourning friends who have been killed, friends who have been taken high. And what is she doing? She's taking us around. Why? Not because we're a wonderful group. Look, she's raising money. Why? Because she has to rebuild her community. She has the ability. And how do we end off the day? The Baba Sali. The one who's always pouring. The one who's always giving. Today was a day of seeing the great givers of Klal Yisrael. That's what this was. Each and every stop we made was a person who literally decided to put their own stuff, whether that stuff is grief, whether that stuff is pain, whether that stuff is anger, they put it on the side, so that they could give back to their people, to their land, to their community, to all of Am Yisrael. And it's inspiring. Spoke about last night, Kichum Zimra Sa'aretz, and I forgot, of course, about the Nova Festival. You know, I just want to tell you, one of the things that we, because we rushed through, and I apologize, I realized afterwards, I was telling Sanilad, we really should have done 2 days in the South. We would have had a little bit more time, but we're only here for 3.5 hours, right? All together, it feels like. I have to pack in everything. You know, the stories that we didn't hear at the Nova Festival are the stories of people who saved each other, soldiers who showed up clearly outnumbered, but shielded civilians with their bodies, knowing that there was no way they would be able to rescue anyone. But they chose. Just it's another constant stories of giving. We spoke about last night, Kichum Mizimra Sa'aretz Rabbi Nachman. And every single day, Eretz Yisrael has a different symphony. Today's symphony is the symphony of Mesiras Nefesh, the symphony of self-sacrifice, but more specifically, the symphony of giving of yourself for the benefit of the collective. These are the kind of lessons we have to take with us when we go back. These are the kind of things we have to inculcate within our own lives. You know, we see these people. I can't compete with this. I cannot compete with this. Right? It's good. You know, we see these people, and you know, what happens when you heard Shiri Twito speaking today, or you heard Lear, what's going through your mind? What are you thinking? All right, I'll tell you what I'm thinking. Like, these are, as they say, Mashu Mishuna. Like, these are different people. These are different people cut from a different cloth. A different kind of human being. I like, it's almost like the only thing in common we have is that we both breathe oxygen. Right? Other than that, these are just dramatically, but I want you to know, it's not true. You have the same DNA. We have the same, you know, Aviva and I were walking out, and she's like, how do these people do this, right? How does Lear, how do these people in Kfar Azza have the strength to rebuild? Understand, what we saw today is not a new story for Am Yisrael. It's new for us because none of us have experienced something like this in our lifetime. But as a first-generation American whose mother was born in the DP camps, this is not a new story for us. This has been 2,000 years of Kfar Azaz, 2,000 years of lost children, 2,000 years of Khorban. So don't for a second think that any of the people we met today are different than you. The difference is they've been placed in a makom nisayon, in a situation of challenge, and have risen to the occasion. And we, Baruch Hashem, have not been put in that place. But the spiritual DNA is the same. The spiritual makeup is the same. All of the koach that you saw in the great people we met today, each of us has coursing through our veins as well. So we should be zochem eretz Hashem to really ingest the totality, the emotional totality, the cognitive totality, the spiritual totality of what we have experienced today. We should take strength from seeing the greatness that exists within Klal Yisrael. And now we have to figure out how to activate that greatness within ourselves as well. So it was a great schos to spend today with all you. I'm going to leave you in the capable hands of the Rebbetzin and Eretz Hashem. And I would encourage you again, we have a few speakers tonight. But again, use tonight as an opportunity, especially they'll bring a little bit of wine, feel a little bit more comfortable, see a little bit of wine. Share, laugh with each other, cry with each other, sing with each other. But use tonight as an opportunity to really unpack, to process, and to bond. And just remember, I know, right? It's like emotionally exhausted. Like I can go to sleep for a week now. It's only the beginning. We have a lot more to do, a lot more to accomplish, and a lot more growth to experience. But Amir Tashem will be Zocha to have these transformative experiences together over the next couple of days. I wish you a wonderful dinner. Enjoy yourselves. And looking forward, I believe Amir Tashem will send out the schedule. But I think Shir tomorrow morning, breakfast again is at 7 o'clock. I think you have a few extra minutes tomorrow morning. I believe Shir is at 8 a.m. 8 a.m. tomorrow with, yes. 15 minutes makes a difference. With an 8:30 departure. But we'll send out Amir Tashem via, and I also really want to take the opportunity really to also give tremendous hakaras hatov to Shani Topper, who really, who worked so hard. Also, sweatshirts look great. That's also kudos to Shani. Baruch Hashem, who really organized all of that. And again, a tremendous yashar koach to all of you for participating, for being part of this overwhelming trip. Enjoy your dinner. Enjoy the time with one another. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us continued chizuk to go here. And understand, I don't know if you heard it, and then I'll really stop. I don't know if you heard this, but everywhere we went, I don't know if you got it, we were thanked like a million different times. You understand that when a group of women, a group of anyone from Baltimore, from anywhere, shows up in a war zone in Kfar Aza, you're not coming for the gift shop, right? You're not coming for every, why are we coming? We come because we want to be one with Klal Yisrael. Just know, sometimes you think we go around and we're like tourists walking around, and maybe what we do matters, doesn't matter. The thank yous are so profound, and they're so profuse, and they're so numerous. And just know that wherever you step foot, you are giving chizuk to our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should see the chesed you are doing for Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, and Amir Hashem should repay it to your families, kiflay kiflayim. Enjoy your dinner.
Thank you.
What's wrong?